This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. You can take control of those airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We can talk about whatever's on your mind. Also on the way here tonight, John Stossel on secession. He published a piece this week, and actually some major newspapers, I think, picked it up, or at the very least the union leader did in New Hampshire. I presume others did as well. And then there's also updates from Spain with the Catalonian secession movement there. But, Mark, you wanted to talk about robots taking over our lives. According to TheGuardian.com, Silicon Valley celebrates artificial intelligence and robotics as fields that have the power to improve people's lives through inventions like driverless cars and robot carers for the elderly. That message isn't getting through to the rest of the country, where more than 70% of Americans express wariness or concern about a world where machines perform many of the tasks done by humans.
A lot of Americans have seen The Matrix.
This is according to Pew Research. The findings have wide-reaching implications for technology companies working in these fields and indicates the need for greater public hand-holding. Quote, ordinary Americans are very wary and concerned about the growing trend in automation and place a lot of value in human decision-making, said Aaron Smith, the author of the research, which surveyed more than 4,000 U.S. adults. Quote, they are not incredibly excited about machines taking over those responsibilities, unquote. Pew gauged public perception of automation technologies by presenting respondents with four scenarios, including the development of completely driverless cars, a future in which machines replace many human jobs, the possibility of fully autonomous robot carers, and the possibility that a computer program could evaluate and select job candidates with no human oversight. According to the findings, 72% of Americans are very or somewhat worried about a future where robots and computers are capable of performing many human jobs, more than double the 33% of the people who were enthusiastic about the prospect. 76% are concerned that automation of jobs will exacerbate economic inequality, and a similar share, 75%, anticipate the economy will not create many new, better-paying jobs for those human workers who lose their jobs to machines. Now, isn't that just kind of a lack of perspective on history? I mean, we've seen jobs lost to machinery for the last 100 years. Automation and, you know, the machine, the automation lines of assembly at manufacturers, for instance, have resulted in countless jobs being lost from those industries. Now you have robots putting things together, whereas before it might have been people who were doing these manual labors, and of course people
getting their... Remember when cars sucked in the 1980s? People put them together. Now that American cars compete head-to-head all over the world with foreign car manufacturers, robots put them together.
And fewer people are losing arms in machinery, right? Like, that was a problem back in the day when people were doing the jobs that robots are doing now. And yet, still, here we are in 2017, and, you know, here in New Hampshire, we've got, I believe, the lowest unemployment rate of a lot of the states. Certainly the lowest in New England.
Unemployment is pretty low right now, just generally, throughout America.
Right.
I mean, now, that's a rate that is of people who are looking for jobs. The fact is that working-age adults, fewer than 60% are working.
What was it?
Fewer than 60% are working.
Really? Okay. Is that unusual? Is that unusually low?
Nope.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that just choose not to work, and I don't know why.
They might be on welfare or some other kind of work disincentivizing
program.
They
could be homemakers, which is pretty hard work and not compensated.
Sure.
They could be drug dealers. I don't know what they are.
Well, so when you say working, you mean working at a, like a W-2 job with tax paperwork? Because drug dealing is working, dude. There's a lot of work involved in that.
Agreed. I'm with you, but generally they're not filing taxes. I'll give you that. I think it's pretty much people who are in small businesses or have a W-2 job or 1099 job, right?
So, I mean, we've seen the rise of automation over the 20th century for sure. And yes, it's definitely true that the robots are going to be better in the future. They're going to be able to do more things. They'll have more articulation in their, whatever robot hands they're given. They'll be able to do more. So I guess that might be some of the concern was that, the robots in the past were simple. We still have humans that are necessary.
It could be. Certainly some jobs will be taken by robots, right? More jobs will be done by robots. And one would presume that the marketplace will continue to grow because labor's there, right? Labor will push. It'll be on the demand. It'll be demand-side economics, right? Demand-side economics says where there's a demand for something, it will appear. Where there's a demand for jobs, they will exist.
So apparently a lot of Americans just don't believe that. 75% anticipate the economy will not create
a lot
many.
Of Americans never even bothered to take economics as an elective. I don't know what to tell them.
They believe the economy will not...
And when they did get economics, they were taught Keynesian economics. They were taught lies.
They believe the economy will not create many new, better-paying jobs for those human workers who lose their jobs to machines. But yet there are jobs that have been created to replace jobs, not necessarily to replace the exact same task, but other jobs, new wealth, new opportunities, new industries sprout up and are created. Does that mean that they will be as humanly run as they have been in the past? Not necessarily. They may be, mostly machine run, but still you need humans for certain things. Nonetheless, this is going to be an ongoing controversy, and I think the biggest concern that I have, now I don't like to live in a state of fear, and that's what these people are doing. They are afraid, or according to this, somewhat worried or very worried about this potential robotic future. And when people look at a thing as a potential threat, whether it be, whether it be terrorists or immigrants or, you fill in the blank of what the government wants you to believe is a threat to your livelihood, when they look at those things as potential threats, they want to stop them. They want to put restrictions on them. And so my concern here is if there's that much fear, as this Pew Research is showing, if there's that much fear and uncertainty surrounding a roboticized future, what will that result in as far as maybe government restrictions on robotics, government, rules prohibiting robots from being implemented in the workplace.
I don't think that lawyers are going to figure out real quickly. So robotics, AI, these things are moving very, very quickly. You saw how the government sort of responded to Y2K. Right? They had no idea what's going on. I don't expect the lawyer industrial complex in Washington, D.C. to suddenly figure out robotics and AI in the next decade.
They don't have to figure it out. They just have to be afraid and prohibit it.
How are they?
How many things have they prohibited that they didn't know anything about? I mean, look at drugs, for instance.
Yeah, and drugs and
somebody told them that black men smoked marijuana and were having sex with white women, and that was enough for some bigoted politicians back in the 1930s to ban marijuana.
Yeah, we're a long way from that. I think.
Are we though? We only have a handful of states with legal marijuana.
Yeah, I think we are. I think the United States government, if it really, really, really wants to push itself as quickly as it possibly can to the farthest back in the pack, can go right ahead and ban AI and robots.
Because the rest of the world, maybe not.
The lawyers are selfish and stupid thieves and liars in Washington, D.C. Yep. And the state capitals around the United States, but they aren't that stupid.
Oh, many lawyers are not very stupid at all, yeah. But I get what you're saying. You're saying you don't think they're going to be able to regulate it in time?
They can't regulate it in time, and regulating it would be dumb.
So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Do you think China is going to continue with AI and robots?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all. That's all the information you need.
And there is a lot of money that's going to be out there pushing these robots. We certainly know the government wants robots for their purposes. I mean, if you look at the military, the you remember the little vacuum cleaner robot thing that's been around?
Yeah, the iRobot Roomba.
Yeah, the Roomba, that's what it was. I think it's still out there. They've got, you know, had different iterations of it.
Newer,
since,
better Roomba.
Since
I had a Roomba. It had a mental illness.
But that company, the iRobot company, they do development for the military. Yeah. That's where the bulk of their funding comes from, as understand it. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Your thoughts on a robotic future, is it something that you're afraid of, or are you embracing your new robot overlords? Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
So what happened with Law and Vengeance was we had a case that came in that we actually handled for a couple of years, where we had a weapons manufacturer that had created a defective gun sight. But they sold a ton of them to the military and to police organizations all over the country. There is a good side and a bad side where it comes to the way that corporate America operates, and that somewhere in there we have regulators and we have government entities that are making sure they play by the rules, but most of the time they aren't playing by the rules, and we don't have the Department of Justice forcing them to play by the rules.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah.
Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
I got my Blink Home security system. It was delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. It's a great home security system, and it was easy to put together. Even with my complicated router system, it was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras. I have it set to go off at certain times, because, you know, otherwise it'd be going off all the time. But, you know, I can check in anytime I want on these, so if I'm away from the house and I need to check in and see what the dog's doing, I can do that. And we got you a deal. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you get three cameras for the price of the other guys charge you for one. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. With a deal like this, you really can't say you can't afford home security. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. We're going to go to most our regular callers here in a moment. We got an unusual call on the line from jail. He's Christopher Cantwell, and he's on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
It's good to be with you, gentlemen. Better known as inmate number 631424.
Chris, you were calling in tonight from the Albemarle County Correctional Facility, where you were being held prior to a trial as a political prisoner. Now, many people may remember you from what happened in Charlottesville. You made a big splash in the media for some of your viewpoints, which, you know, obviously we don't share. But we do share with you the belief that people who have been put into a prison cell pre-trial, who are in no way a flight risk, should not be held without bail, which is the situation that you have found yourself in after the Unite the Right rally up in Charlottesville, Virginia?
That's right, yeah. So I'm at the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail in Charlottesville, Virginia, and the Unite the Right rally was what I came down here for. It was a permitted demonstration that was scheduled to be peaceful. It was championed by the ACLU when the city attempted to yank our permit due to criminal threats of violence against us, but the ACLU fought for us in court, said that they had to honor our permit, and they acted as though we had no permit, put us in proximity to the people who were threatening violence against us. And shockingly enough, violence did in fact ensue, and though we were outnumbered by our rivals, we did come out victorious in whatever combat did ensue, but we were punished for defending ourselves, and so here we sit, several of us, in a cell block in the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail.
Did they arrest any of the Antifa folks?
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that. There were some arrests that were made, but it took a lot of prodding to get that to happen. Most notably, there were four people who were arrested for assaulting Jason Kessler. He was one of the organizers of the event. Now, he held a press conference after all of this went down, and he was assaulted at the press conference in front of dozens of news cameras, microphones, and police officers.
Wow.
And the police just let the people who assaulted him go. They didn't do anything. He had to go to a magistrate and file complaints against them weeks after the fact in order to get them arrested, and they only got picked up on misdemeanor charges, and all of them were released immediately. There were two other arrests that were noteworthy. One is DeAndre Harris, and you can guess from the name with DeAndre's complexion. Now, DeAndre was on video smacking somebody in the head with a mag light after the Unite the Right rally. And after he does that, there's a video of several people who attack him to stop him from hitting people with a mag light. And DeAndre incurred some injuries, went on a GoFundMe, and raised $300,000 to fund his next crime spree. $300,000 he raised for his medical bills, his pain and suffering from when he got his ass kicked for hitting people with a mag light. I'm sorry for the A. And I'm on a cell block with two guys by the name of, one's Alex Michael Ramos and the other one is Daniel Borden, who stand accused of being involved in that fight with him. And they are accused of using their hands and feet to hit him. But they are in here charged with malicious wounding, a class 3 felony, facing 5 to 20 years in prison each, while DeAndre Harris got charged with unlawful wounding, which is a lesser charge. DeAndre is out on bail, and these guys are here locked up with me, held without bail. Yeah. There's another guy got arrested. His name is Corey Long. You might have seen, if you watched any of the news coverage, you see that guy with a blowtorch and a flamethrower?
I heard about this guy.
Yeah, so Corey Long had a flamethrower, and he was using like an aerosol can lit on fire to spray fire at white people to terrorize them. And so there was a guy there by the name of Richard Preston who stands accused of firing a pistol into the ground to make Corey Long know that it's not a good idea to spray fire at him. And so he is charged with firing a weapon within 1,000 feet of a school, held without bail, and he is my cellmate, Richard Preston. And Corey Long was recently arrested, and he's out on bail now, too, even though he was threatening people with a makeshift flamethrower. So it seems to me that, like, there's a lot of really, I don't know, one-sided or, shall we say, lopsided enforcement going on here. Yeah, exactly.
One thing that I noticed from the video, and again, like I said,
which
I'm
video?
Really, the videos that I've seen regarding the Unite the Right stuff going on there in Charlottesville, I don't have a team in this particular side, but I would say that what I saw were the Antifa folks apparently had, like, masks and shields, and the tiki torch bearers, they were showing their faces. What that says to me is that the Antifa folks came for war, right? Like, they came prepared, because I didn't see a lot of weapons. Although Virginia is an open carry state, I think you guys, had your march on a school campus, which was, no weapons, right?
Well, there's two different things that you're talking about. The Tiki Torch March happened Friday night,
okay.
And that's what I'm arrested for, okay? And that is a gun-free zone, and we had, we were limited to, I had pepper spray on me. There are other people, I think, had pepper spray. I got maced by my enemies. One of them had an expandable baton. As a matter of fact, one of my accusers, Emily Gorsensky, has told The Guardian, apparently, that she came at me with a pistol that night, so maybe she had it's a transgender, these people, these mental patients, you can't count on them. But, like, this animal said that it pulled a gun on me, but I didn't see that in any of the videos, so it might be just another one of the lies it was telling. But you're not allowed to have guns on the UVA campus. The next day, Saturday, August 12th, was the Unite the Right rally at Lee Park, and there were plenty of firearms on our side there. It's a miracle only the one shot got fired because, the cops were pushing us into a mob of communist rioters who hurled rocks and bottles and urine and feces at us while we were, armed with, in some cases, ARs and level threes. We were prepared. We could have gone to war if we wanted to. We had to fight for our lives to get out of there, but we didn't kill anybody other than, the one girl who had a heart attack next to the car accident.
You mean the woman that was hit by a car?
Yeah, she wasn't. Heather Heyer wasn't hit by the car, is what my understanding of it is. Heather Heyer was an obese, overweight smoker who really didn't have a very healthy lifestyle, and she was next to the car accident. So, like, these people attacked James Fields' car with baseball bats, and he had the gas to get out of there. It looks like to me. And a bunch of people did get hit, and that's really unfortunate. But my understanding of it is Heather Heyer wasn't even hit by the car. She had a heart attack because she was fatting over, smoking too much.
Chris Cantwell, when's your next court date? It's still early November?
Mine is November 9th. These guys just went for their preliminary hearings. They got delayed for 2 months.
Stand by in a moment here. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We can get back into talking about fear of robots coming up here in moments. Also, John Stossel weighing in on the topic of secession with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Once again, that's libertystickers.com. As we go back to Christopher Cantwell, he is with us calling from jail, Albemarle County Jail in Virginia, where he's being held without bail for being involved in a fracas at a protest between the, let's call them the alt-right or possibly white supremacists, versus Antifa, or the communists, violent communist left. They had themselves a fight, and now multiple participants. Chris was seemed like the first one to be arrested because he was on television after the fact, so he was pretty easy to identify. They did further investigation and then, I guess, rounded up some others on both sides of the battle. But according to what you're telling us here, Chris, the people who were on the Antifa side appear to have been let out with bail, whereas you and several others who were on your side are being denied bail.
Yeah, I'm I'm on a cell block with four people who stand accused of being my brothers in arms over in Charlottesville this past August. And three of them went to their, the way it works here, I don't know if it's the same in all jurisdictions or whatever, I don't think it is everywhere, but you have a thing called a preliminary hearing, which is if there's a preponderance of the evidence, you know, that there's a more than likely than not that a crime occurred and you had something to do with it, then the charges go forward. And if it's less than a preponderance, then the charges are decertified and you know, the prosecutor has the option of indicting you, but you're supposed to be let go at that point, right? Now, three of these guys, Ramos, Borden and Preston, were all supposed to have their court dates on October 12th. They're supposed to have their preliminary hearings. And all three of these guys got three different reasons why they were not given their hearings. And those hearings were put off for another 2 months. And they're not going to go back to court until December 14th. And they've already been in here for over a month. Right?
Wow.
So these guys are going to be in here for upwards of 3 months before they even get to show a judge, you know, what they think is the case here, you know, and they've all been denied bond, of course. So I think it's a really, it really speaks volumes to the fact these people are being let go with either low bond or no bond, you know, unsecured bond. They're out on the streets able to do whatever they want. We're not even able to show evidence. I mean, we're dying to just, dying is a strong word, but we really just want the evidence to get out there, fellas. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I even talked to, you know, there is this law firm that the city hired, the people who caused this mess hired to investigate this issue. And I said, please come down to the jail and speak to me. Let me speak frankly with you and tell you exactly what I think happened and speak frankly with you. Because as far as I'm concerned, the best thing that for us is for the truth to come out. We just want the evidence out there. We just want people to know what's happening. The city doesn't seem to want that to happen because they're preventing these guys from even making arguments before a judge.
What were the reasons that they were told they weren't going to be given bail and held for 2 more months prior to the prelim hearing?
The one guy, his lawyer apparently didn't show up. The other one, they said, in Preston's case, they said that they didn't have their witnesses, okay? So then they put it off for 2 months because they didn't have their witnesses. And sorry, it escapes me out of the top of my head what Ramos's reason was. But they got three different reasons, three different guys got three different reasons why they weren't able to have their hearings.
How many of these guys have, like, a prior history? Do you know? I mean, if you know, do they have any of them?
I don't off the top of my head. You know, like, and I'm just, like, sort of picking this up in the newspapers, by the way. These guys are not making statements. They're smart people. They keep their mouths shut. I got the fake mouth. I read the newspapers, okay? So anybody who's going to try to use this call against them later on, I have no idea, okay? But not that I have no idea. I'm sorry. That sounds bad and terrible for radio, but disclaimers, right? And so, but I don't know exactly what it was. But three different guys got three completely different reasons why they were not allowed to present evidence before a judge. And now they put it off for 2 months. Now, you know, I don't know how long they put these things off for in New Hampshire between your court dates if you're locked up. But I know in New York, I've been through the system. You know, if you're locked up, if you're held without bail, your court dates are weeks apart, not months. You know,
well, a speedy trial is a right that is long dead here in the United States. I mean, sadly, you know, if the founders really wanted people to have a speedy trial, they would have decided what a speedy trial was.
It's one thing to have a slow trial when you're outside of jail awaiting that trial. It's a whole other thing to have it. Wait, you know, while you're inside of a jail cell.
It would be the best thing in the world. If we could all make bail, it would be the best thing in the world for us to drag this out as long as possible, because there's civil suits flying around all over the place, too. Now, I'm still waiting to get served. I've been informed, and I think I'm being sued for millions of dollars now. Wow. Good luck getting that, folks. But, you know, because there's going to be subpoenas all over the place. A lot of evidence is going to come out before this thing is going to be done, but it's going to take years for it all to get sorted out. And we've all got to go and fight these criminal cases. We're facing, you know, in my case, I'm facing up to 60 years in prison, fellas, you know, and I've got to get this done from jail for pepper spray and for not even doing it, right? Like, there's a picture of me pepper spraying somebody, and I did because that guy was coming at me. The two people who I'm accused of pepper spraying, I didn't, and I got to wait 79 days before I can go to a judge and show the video of the incident that shows that I didn't do it.
Right. So
you know?
You've got a preliminary hearing coming up in November, right? But that you're saying that that's not going to be a place where you can show any kind of preliminary evidence?
I'm hoping. I'm hoping that I can show my video evidence then. I'm hoping that we can make the argument then. But I'm scared now because they just put these guys off for 2 months. Yeah, and I've been in here for 79 days. What if I get to my preliminary hearing and they put me off for 2 months? Then I'm in here until January.
I cannot.
This would be the third birthday that I spent in jail. I don't want to do it, fellas. And yeah. I'll tell you, let me just get this plug in real quick, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to raise $25,000 for my defense before that date. And, you know, GoFundMe and Patreon and all these things, they don't let guys like me use those systems. So we got a thing called GoFundMe.com and the 1433 Rescue Fund. You can find out more information at ChristopherCantwell.com/donate. I need your help. And, you know what, if you're a libertarian and you think that, like, race isn't real and stuff like that, you just think that I'm a terrible excuse for a human being, believe me when I tell you, listen to the words of H.L. Mencken. The problem with fighting for human freedom is one spends most of one's time defending scoundrels, because it is against scoundrels that unjust laws are first aimed, and oppression must be stopped at its beginning if it is to be stopped at all.
It's so true. Christopher Cantwell, thanks for calling in here tonight and sharing an update on your situation. I appreciate it, dude.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good night there in the Paradise Jail.
Have a good night in jail.
Christopher Cantwell, he is, well, what he is.
A divisive character.
No doubt about it. But, I mean, his quote at the end is very prescient. It's very much true that the government is going to come after the unpopular. The government
right.
is going to target those who are despicable. And
right.
Chris has some despicable views about race.
If he's correct, right, like he's charged for spraying somebody, the wrong person, if he's correct that the other side, which appeared to come for war, mm-hmm. Was basically treated much better by the government than he was, then the people that want to see Cantwell suffer are being despicable. I mean, I don't want... Look, I want race to be the last thing we talk about here. But that doesn't change the fact that you can't get there by punishing people unjustly. That's not how
this
goes.
You can't get to an unracist society? Or
correct.
An unracist society? Yeah, I agree.
So, that's just not how that's going to be.
We'll,
don't make martyrs of these people.
No doubt about it. Toll-free number, if you want to weigh in here, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. So we are going to keep our eyes on this situation. And, well, you know, the fact is, for those that don't know, Chris Cantwell used to be a co-host here on Free Talk Live. So a bit of history for you. There was a time, probably about a year or so, where he was a regular co-host, heard at least on a weekly basis here. And that was back when he was just sort of angry libertarian Chris. And then he made this transition into racist Chris. And we had to fire him, which we don't.
Yeah, I really wish that hadn't happened.
Yeah, I don't like having to fire anybody, but that had to happen because we can't have somebody with racist views being a co-host on this program. But of course, you're still welcome to call in. Whatever your views are, we welcome anybody as a caller. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Robot fears, we can get back into that. Secession, we got all that on deck. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes,
diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue with your calls and thoughts, do want to let you know about freetalklive.com. Lots of features are available for you there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away, including the decade-plus worth of archives, YouTube, live stream, all of that. It's all there and more over at freetalklive.com. So please go and enjoy that. And if you like the show, then please do sign up for our newsletter. We send out, usually it's about one per week. You can get signed up for that over at freetalklive.com. The newsletter sign-up box is right there at the front, top, middle of the website. So check that out, and please sign up there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the potential robot future that has a lot of Americans afraid of possibly losing their jobs. Over 70% of Americans are, according to a Pew Research study, very concerned, either very wary, or we'll give you more information about that coming up here in moments. But let's talk to Faris. He's on the line, or she, not sure, in Kansas. Faris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Nice. I've never heard your program before. So I was just wanting to go back to where you were talking about that number of people who aren't working, either by choice, it was something like 60%.
Yeah.
Okay. And as you presented that, you sort of put it in a denigrating way of people that don't want to work. One of you said did mention a homemaker, but also rather than just people on welfare or drug dealers, a percentage of those people would be independently wealthy and or have had made enough money earlier in their lives where they don't have to work, and are traveling or seeing children. You know, so it's not an automatic thing to think, oh, people who don't work are bums.
That's true.
Isn't that the definition of the 1%? So this is adults, right? It's not people above the age of 65. Those are considered, you know, retirees, and they're not in that number. I think it's called the workforce participation number. I'd have to look it up here to get the exact number. But, you know, when I think about independent people not working, independently wealthy is probably not it.
It's probably a small portion.
It's a very, very small portion. Now, I think a large portion are homemakers.
Sure, but independently wealthy could mean not that they're in that 1%, that maybe they had a business and worked really, really hard, retired at 55. And are enjoying their children, enjoying traveling. You know, independently wealthy doesn't necessarily mean you're a billionaire.
I agree.
I would say there would be a percentage of that.
There's a percentage in that number,
certainly. But
what percentage?
I've never heard that.
Out of the number that I'm seeing here, it looks like it's gone down since 2007 from 66% of people who are not in the workforce to about
66% are not in the workforce.
Who are in the workforce to 63% that are in the workforce here. What percentage of those people do you think are just sort of, you know, something? I guess retired. You know, I mean, I don't know what
else
to call it.
I'm not really sure about that number, but I think when we think of the non-working, for some reason, people tend to want to go real negative. I think it would probably be a combination of people. Plus, you mentioned something like, there are people who are on disability that are unable to work and or work part-time. Now, that doesn't mean they're taking advantage of the system. That means they're perhaps in a wheelchair, paraplegic, you know, a number of those things. And that isn't a bad thing. That's just life.
You know the number of people on disability goes up when the economy goes south?
Sure. That would make sense. It would make sense. However, I work a job where there's a lot of people that have certain – we do sampling at a big store, you know. And there's a number of people that work part-time that are on disability, yet they're making a portion of money. And, you know, people have had, like, major surgery – you know, they have a hard time walking, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it's true. It's real stuff. And yet they're working part time to increase their, you know, monthly income. So
I think you bring up a good point here, Faris, that, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's all negative.
No, I think, you know, you bring up a good point, a good perspective. Thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah,
I appreciate hearing
guys.
From
good
you.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's Freeze calling from Kansas, listening to KINA in Salina. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, it would be wonderful, Mark, if the, what did you say, 33% of people who are not working now?
Well, 63% of people who are working, so, you know, you can go for the math there, 37%.
Okay, 37%. It would be nice if the supermajority of those 37% weren't working simply because they don't have to, because they're so wealthy that they don't have to work and that, you know, the country only needs this other percentage that actually has to work to keep the gears turning. I mean, gosh, that sounds wonderful. But I think we can pretty much presume that it's not the majority of those people who are not working that are doing it simply because they're just so wealthy they don't have to.
Yeah, they may be working under the table, which you can choose to define that as positive or negative.
I think that's positive. There's a lot of people who work under the table, and I think most Americans, most people for that matter, would prefer to work under the table because you don't have to have taxes taken out when you work under the table. You get to take home every single dollar that you earn if you're working under the table. There's a lot of that in America.
I don't know how many people who work under the table work for, you know, some number that's sort of, you know, worth working for, right? Usually if you're working under the table, you're working for a low wage. That means you don't have the benefits and you don't have the coverage. And if you get sick or whatever, also if you're working under the table, you get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have workers' comp or something like that. The employer's in big trouble. You're in big, you know, you're not going to get a coverage. Working under the table, not always the greatest idea, man.
I see what you're saying, but if you are able to work under the table and not pay taxes, then doesn't that mean that you would then be able to afford to buy
poor
insurance?
Poor people don't pay taxes, dude. I mean, just go on the internet and take
a look.
Not
everybody who's poor is working under the table.
Okay, they're
working under the table is a way that
you sound like Faris here. What percentage of people who are wealthy are working under the table?
I don't honestly know. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's
a lot of people work under the table. A lot of people would take any kind of job where they can get paid without having to pay taxes, and that just means more money.
People don't want to pay taxes. That's for sure. But people do want insurance coverage, and
buy it.
Do want workers' compensation. You know, people do want a safe work environment. And a lot of those things don't come with working under the table.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Obviously, there's risks involved, but you can buy your own insurance, can't you? I mean, you don't have to get...
How'd you get hurt?
I don't know. What are we talking about here?
You can't tell that to the insurance company.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. The fact is you may lie to your insurance company if that's what you wish.
That's insurance fraud.
Well, okay, then.
I'm not saying commit fraud. I'm saying... If
you're working for somebody under the table, the insurance company isn't going to want to cover you. Do you understand?
Really?
You
health insurance is concerned with whether or not you are working under the table? That matters as far as whether
insurance companies are concerned with everything.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I don't have that insurance, so I couldn't tell you that. But that's unfortunate if that's true, that you know, in order to get health care coverage, you have to actually work for the IRS. That sucks. Work for the government. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So are you saying that if you just have your own health care coverage and you don't have a job, they're not going to cover you? Or only if you are working under the table, they're going to deny you?
I suspect if you're hurt on the job at working under the table and you just go ahead and tell them, hey, I work under the table, they're like, hey, your compensation plan isn't for an employee. It's for just somebody, you know, doing whatever. And you weren't doing that. So you're not covered. And then you're going to have to fight them. You may or may not get some coverage, and you may or may not win. But you're not going to want the trouble.
Let's go to Michael in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Maybe if somebody out there knows a thing or two about health coverage while working under the table, I'd appreciate somebody clearing us up on this, because I guess I shouldn't be surprised that insurance companies would be so awful to people. Anyway, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, that's not my topic, but I will just briefly say that wealthy people work under the table. They provide their own insurance coverage. Certainly Ted Kennedy did, and you know how serious his illness was. And the undercover part, Mr. Warren Buffett made that clear, that his secretary paid more in income tax than he did. So... that's not my topic, but it is related in this sense. We have, and I've brought this figure up to Mark once before when you weren't here hosting, Ian, but 74.7% of the national budget is entirely devoted to paying interest.
Hold on, we're going to get back to
attention, business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.